So tell me about your airplane. Start from the beginning. How did you...
When I was a kid living in Brooklyn, I always wanted to, I always was awed by airplanes, and I always wanted to fly. I wanted to be an airline pilot when I grew up, you know. I used to build model airplanes.
You still do, right?
I still do.
I remember that, the ones you had, the big ones.
I used to build model I used to get on my bike. We used to live in Brooklyn, and I was about maybe 5 miles from Floyd Bennett Airport in Rockaways, and I used to get on my bike and just go down there and watch planes coming in, going out, coming in, going out. I watched Amelia Earhart take off from Floyd Bennett Airport. I remember Balboa, he was the Italian pilot. He came over with about 5 aeroplanes, a squadron of aeroplanes landed, and I was there for all that. So when the war broke out, God, I tried so hard to get in the Air Force, you know, but I wasn't qualified because I didn't have any college. And I says, you know, I says, I don't need a college degree. I said, I'd make a better pilot than all your college guys, you know. I was born to fly. Well, of course, they wouldn't accept that. So while I was in the Navy, I tried to switch over to the into the aircraft carriers, become a pilot, you know. They wouldn't do it. So when the war was over, they had the GI benefit training. And you can either go to college or... I chose to learn how to fly.
No kidding. Flight school. You went to flight. Where'd you do that?
In Walden, New York. It used to be a golf course, still there, Tilson's Golf Course. And he had an airport there with 2 runways.
Uh-huh.
So I went out there under the GI Bill of Training, GI Bill training, and learned how to fly.
How long did it take you to learn how to fly?
Like I said, I was born to fly. I soloed in record time. In 7 hours, I was soloing an airplane. And then I went for my commercial license. I got my private license after my, I forget how many hours we had to put in. But then you had to do, to become a commercial pilot, that's a next step up, you know, so you could fly for airlines and stuff. I trained another 20 hours or something, had to fly to Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All by what they call VFR, Visual Flight Regulations. I was an instrument pilot at that time, you know. So I flew and I became a pilot. I learned how to fly, I passed my tests, all the tests I had to take and everything. And then I bought my little plane.
But did you get a commercial license?
Yeah, I have a commercial license. Yeah.
And you got it from the same school?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I got my test for my private license, then later on I got a test for a commercial license.
So where'd you buy a plane?
Where?
Yeah.
Where? In Newburgh. You know, some guy had it.
Like buying a used car, you mean? You bought a plane.
Exactly. Yeah.
Found a plane.
Exactly. A little Aronca, 2-seater.
What was it called?
Aronca.
A-R-O-N-K-A?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I loved it. Remember, I built the hangar for it?
No, I never saw the hangar. Where was the hangar?
Well, the hangar was the barn that got knocked down.
Grandpa's barn, oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that got built? That wasn't there when Grandpa bought the place?
Oh, yeah.
It was?
Oh, yeah. The barn was there, and that's where...
Well, you said you built a hangar, and it was the barn.
Well, it was the barn. I converted it.
Okay.
Yeah, I had
to put
sliding doors and everything. I had a 50-gallon drum of gas. I made a 2,000-foot runway.
Yeah, now, the runway, when I was a kid, that was all this... It was cleared land, but it had all grown back in.
Yeah.
So that was just all woods, just like in back of the lots? Or was it a pasture? Was it some kind of cow thing?
Oh, no. It was just grass. It was woods. And I cleared it all out. I cut trees, and I raked, and I had a bulldozer come in, and... Oh, God, and I made this grass strip. I had to cut down Grandpa's cherry tree so I could get that extra runway. And I used to take off and land back there.
Was it plenty long enough, the runway?
Was it what?
Was it plenty long enough?
Well,
for taking off and still clearing the trees? That's what I'm wondering.
It took some good flying.
Yeah.
When I come in over the wires, the power wires on 94.
Yeah, right.
you know, and I couldn't have the luxury of gliding all the way in, so I would slip the plane in sideways and get down quick and then just land. But that was, it was not a big maneuver.
How many years did you have the plane?
I had it a couple of years, Al.
Just a couple.
And I'm so sorry. To this day, I regret ever selling it.
Why did you give it up?
You know, after a while, like everything else.
It becomes like a boat or something else.
It was whatever it was. I wasn't using it, you know. It was sitting there. And where would I go up? I'd go up and fly around West Point. You know, I had no destinations, you know. I remember we advertised, you know, we have a pickup service from the airport, you know, and this girl comes from Massachusetts to the Meadowbrook, and she lands at the Poughkeepsie Airport on her commercial flight, and I pulled my little plane in there and picked her up, put her bags in, flew it to the Meadowbrook.
Pretty good.
That was the only passenger I ever did that.
Now, back then... All right, about permits, you'd never be able to do that today. Did you have to get a permit to be landing an airplane in Cornwall,
New York? No, I had to get a special permit to have a strip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it hard to do?
No, it wasn't. I don't remember any real problems.
Yeah.
Submitted, you know, and I took some pictures or something.
Sure.
And mainly because it was near Stewart Field, you know. You know, mainly. And it was in, it's recorded in all kind of history books now, you know, on aviation. Yeah, I used to love to fly.
Who'd you take up? Did Martha go up with you?
Oh, sure.
Frankie.
Wow. Mom. Dad.
Nana
took off. She'd never been in an airplane.
Holy mackerel.
And she finally convinced her to go up and take a ride with me.
Wow.
Yeah. In fact, that was when her and Aunt Anna flew to Florida, because she never would fly. But when I took her up the airplane, I guess she... And they got on a commercial plane, and they came to Florida. I forget why, whatever reason. So, yeah, I can see Nana in an airplane in the back of my car.